Proclamation number 7347 of 27th of April, 1959. The Pure Teachings of Christ. My teaching will certainly be offered to you as pure as it was preached by me myself when I lived on earth. For only pure truth can ever emanate from me. Only teaching material can ever be imparted to you from me, which is free from all error, free from all ambiguity. And it will also always be offered to you such that it is comprehensible to you as soon as you are willing to understand it. For to the indifferent the most understandable will nevertheless remain incomprehensible, because he lives in spiritual darkness and does not want to reach the light. And therefore error can also be presented to the latter. He will accept it rather than the truth, because truth also requires willingness of heart in order to be recognized and acknowledged as truth. What you now receive from me as truth gives you bright and clear information about all questions concerning your soul's life. And again only the same teaching is imparted to you which was spread by me and my disciples. I gave the disciples the command, go out into the world and teach all nations. And my disciples of the end time shall now also carry the same teaching out and proclaim it as my word to all who are of good will. And they will also recognize it as the glad message of salvation which their God and Father himself sends to them in order to help them attain maturity of their souls. For anyone who accepts my teaching will soon be enlightened by the light of realization. He will be able to understand everything and therefore gladly and joyfully fulfill my will, which is expressed in my word. He will also soon not only be a listener but an eager doer of my word, and soon be allowed to experience the strength of the divine word on himself. And my teaching can only ever be conveyed to people in its basic features. For only then can deeper wisdom be made accessible to them, when they have grasped those basic features and fulfill them. But then the human being will be able to look into infinite depths of wisdom, and he will be able to draw from the well of life without limitation. And this is why I only ever preach love on earth. For the fulfillment of my commandments of love is the basic condition in order to be able to penetrate immeasurable depths of wisdom, for I have set no limits to people's knowledge. Yet without love the human being sets himself insurmountable barriers. Without love he remains of dark spirit. Without love he is unable to distinguish pure truth from error, and without love he also lacks the will to absorb spiritual knowledge. For this reason only love must ever be preached, also by my disciples of the last days, and then the person who endeavors to live in love will also easily be able to recognize the truth, which will always remain the same, which will never change, and which every person must accept if he wants to live in the light of knowledge and become blissfully happy. And my word guarantees you humans the pure truth. For heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will endure for all eternity. And therefore it will always sound to you humans from above, unadulterated and pure, and everyone who is of good will recognize it as my word. Amen.